That's that soulful music, man. That's the soulful music that just, you know what I mean? Let's just, oh my goodness. And how dare you? Because it's Lauryn Hill, for goodness sake.
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow. Lauryn Hill and Carlos Santana on one song, To Zion. We also checked out the later AKA with the Dangerous Blackie on the song. Nadia Nakai on the song. I see that she's now out, you know, slowly but surely getting out in society and performing a bit.
I'm not sure getting the bag for real. Oh,
get your bag,
I mean,
girl.
Your bag. You can see that she's still dealing with it. But yeah, for the most part. I wanted to give you some context with, and I know that the person on the other line will be able to relate.
Yeah.
Zion.
Yes.
So it's like a piece of, it's a place of peace and comfort. And when everything is going crazy in your life, going to Zion is where you'll find your peace and contentment. And Tapelo, maybe you can agree with me right now that going to Moria, the mountain of Zion.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's true. Actually, that's actually exactly. Funny that you guys are saying that. I actually woke up at 2:30. Went to the river, you know, get
Come
my
on.
Zion, get my
Wait.
My
thing.
No so, way!
Tapelo, let me do this. Let me do this properly, actually. Khotso.
Khotso. I went to the river today, you know, just to pray and get my blessing. So yeah. That's crazy.
Thought,
that is very crazy.
That is amazing, Tapelo. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful.
If you just joined us, we're talking to a Tapelo that's also known as the Mr. The Jomo Sono of South African hip hop, Tapelo Double P Raputi. Tapelo, thank you so much for joining us today, my guy. We're celebrating you guys today. It's all about South Africa today, my
we
guy.
We are marching with you.
it's been 29 years of freedom. You know, we No, 1994 was a day that a lot of people, I was still young, I couldn't vote. But a lot of people out there actually voting and expressing themselves, expressing their freedom of what they want, you know, in the country. So it's a beautiful day, man. Hence, I had to wake up at 2:30 to make sure, you know, and pray and be thankful, you know. Freedom's not an easy thing. A lot of people died. A lot of people put sacrifices. A lot of people did a lot of work to make sure that we get the freedom. So I'm very happy. And I'm very grateful that you guys are actually calling me, you know, then I can express how happy I am with the freedom we got, man. It's something that I can't take for granted.
There's something about what you did that just it's grounding me right now.
Like, what's I just praying at the river.
Praying at the river, like,
oh,
because
okay.
I too have my sights here in Windhoek, but I haven't been to it in a while. I think Tapelo, you legit right now just inspired me to go back to the practice of just finding your Zion. So thank you, my guy. Really appreciate it.
There's nothing more inspiring and nothing will ground you like nature, you know, because when you're there, you actually see that, you know, that nature speaks, you know, it's so calming. It reminds you that you're not bigger than anything. Everything else needs everything else, you know?
Yeah, very, very true. And maybe to give you a little bit of context as well. So when we go to the river, that's where we become one with our ancestors. Okay. So that's why it's very important as well. So I know that back to the conversation of Freedom Day for what it is right now. What a huge day, man. Honestly, South Africa has obviously come a very long way, still a very long way to go, but we are proud to just be here in this moment. So Tapelo, it's been 29 years of freedom for South Africans. What would you say are three of the things that make you proud South African?
That's crazy. You gave me only three. Jesus, that's hard. I think first things first. Just being able to speak and being able to, you know, small things we take for granted. We're not allowed to go to certain areas, right? I know that my parents did something that a lot of other black parents couldn't do, which is live in the suburbs, right? Back then, you couldn't live in certain areas. You couldn't go to certain places. You couldn't say certain things, you know? And talk, you guys open up with AKA and they still rest in peace, but we couldn't, POC, Prophet of the City, were banned for speaking their mind, you know? For saying what they want to say, you know? That's, black noise were banned in the country and had to go and perform out the country, you know, some people couldn't even travel. You get what I'm saying? So that freedom, you know, just makes me proud to be South African. That I'm able to say whatever I need to say. I'm able to go wherever I want to go. I'm able to live wherever I want to live, you know.
Okay.
My grandmother, still rest in peace, used to like always tell me, hey, you should take this freedom very seriously because
we're not allowed for this.
We're not allowed to go to the park. We have to go to certain toilets. You know, we have to carry a certain document everywhere. You know, the Dompas is famously known. That's why I'm so proud to be South African, that I'm free, you know.
Yeah.
I'm able to speak any language that I want to. That's another important thing, you know.
No.
If you think about it, you know, as Jabba would say, you know, I don't need to speak Afrikaans today, you know. You know, it makes sense, because there's people in 1976 who died so that they can study in any language they want.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, Tapelo, I mean, look, I know for a fact you are very passionate about the industry. That's why you have platforms like Back to the City, your involvement with the South African Music Awards, and so many other things that we probably don't even know about.
Mm-hmm.
29 years deep, where does South Africa stand right now in terms of just the industry, you know what I mean, projecting its art to the world?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Very proud, you know. I think I've been around for like 20 years. Likely, you know, it's a very, you know, the industry is so hard, you know. Just being around 20 years, I'm blessed. Seeing it grow from just being something that you do for passion, and now people are living it. You know, people can literally, they're 9 to 5, you know. They wake up, you know, to work, you know. And hence, like, people like AKA, they saw recipes like Ricky, HHP, have paved the way. Like, your POCs used to, like, you know, pave the way. But now people actually can eat from the industry. You know, you literally can be a millionaire the industry.
Very,
you know?
True, very,
you know what I'm saying? Look at Casper, you know. Look at guys like Cubs of the Small, you know. And I know I'm moving away from hip-hop, but I'm just showing how the industry has grown to the point where you can actually feed your family. It's an industry. It's a proper industry. Where before it wasn't, you know, we were not really much on air. And, you know, radio didn't play us that much. The events didn't pay that much, you know. Hence, we had to start events like Back to the City. Guys can, you know, guys can feed themselves. Guys can, you know, live, you know. Like these DJs now who are full-time DJs. That was unheard of back then.
Exactly.
You used to be a DJ and have a 9 to 5.
A 9 to 5, so yes.
Yeah, you work during the day. And then you rush, you know, at night, and you play, and then you know
you go play yourself with the office swag.
Yeah,
you know how it is.
Yeah, no, we know that, man. You know, you actually mentioned HHP, and I think now that you mentioned even like DJs, like, you know, going to play after work, whatever it is, NSK, you can relate.
I can relate.
Regardless, you're just mentioning HHP right now. The only thing that's ringing in my head, I'm even forgetting what I wanted to ask you, is just, what would summer be without Jabba?
So like. You know.
Yeah, so listen, we had a conversation with some other South Africans as well, who really just helped us understand what Freedom Day ultimately means to every South African right now. But we, you know, obviously made you threw a little bit jabs here and there with the load shedding and some other things, and the fact that we have the best belt song in the world. But if you had to take time right now, and I'm going to give you 30 seconds to flex on South Africa, like things that South Africans do or have that we Namibians don't. 30 seconds is all you have.
Wow, this is difficult. Anyway,
go.
One, it has to be that we party from Monday to Monday.
Okay, that's true.
We party from Monday to Monday.
Okay.
You know, I just spoke to my friend in America, and he's just like, yo, man, I love the weather. We have amazing weather in South Africa, man.
Yeah.
I have to say that. I like, you know.
All right.
The weather's amazing. So, yeah. I hope the South Africans that are listening are like, yo, man, don't let us down.
Especially South Africans in Namibia.
Exactly.
Yeah. Big up to the South Africans in Namibia, man.
What about the food and the wine?
That comes standard. Like the wine, the food, that's like, come on, that's standard. Come on.
What about the beautiful women?
Yeah, but like, y'all have beautiful women, bro.
Yo, because...
Yo, man.
Especially your Setswana and Sotho woman.
That's like showing off to another level.
Tapelo, my guy, thank you so much, man. We appreciate you.
No, thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
You are
man.
Officially a friend of Fresh FM. Anything that pops up, you know what I mean? We got that straight up connection. Let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
And happy Freedom Day.
Don't forget, we'll be celebrating Freedom Day the hip hop way. It's 50 years of hip hop, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, snap.
Worldwide. Yeah.
Wow.
And 40 years of South African hip hop. So we'll be celebrating on the 7th of October. Back to the City, though. So come through, guys.
Woo-hoo!
Come through. Let's do this.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for your time, Tapelo.
I got you. Easy.
All right.
Cheers, my guy.
Peace.
Coming up on this week's Fresh Hit List.